Today is February the 14th, Valentine's Day, 2017. And the Old Testament has a lot of evidence of the eternal sonship of Jesus Christ. And we've seen many of the messianic psalms in the Old Testament that foretell the coming of Christ and so on. Last night on Talk Show, John from Canada brought up a very important verse, and I want to talk a little bit more about it today. This is found in the 30th chapter of Proverbs. It's the fourth verse. But what I want to do is I want to read, beginning with the third verse. It says, "I neither learn wisdom nor have knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Well, there's a lot in those two verses, you know. And it's interesting because the dispensationalists say that the Old Testament saints did not know Christ, did not know his name, did not know there was an eternal Son of God, and so on. Well, this is Old Testament, and it says, "Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?" Now, we see evidences of the eternal Son of God in the Old Testament appearing unto a number of people. Now, one of the things that I never have been able to understand is how the dispensationalists can say they believe in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and can only deal with Christ in time. Okay? In other words, as far as Christ after his birth, maybe I should say it that way. They can only deal with Christ after his birth here on this earth. And we've talked about this before, but Jesus Christ was in the fiery furnace with Meshach and Abednego, the three Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it says, likened to the Son of God in the fire with them. A fourth man was in the fire. We see also that Jesus Christ appeared as the angel of the Lord numerous times in the Old Testament. As it relates to this particular scripture, we also see that the writer of Proverbs is saying, "Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? You know, who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all ends of the earth?" Now, that's really interesting because we see in Colossians that it says that he has created all things, and by him all things consist. All things that are created are by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the creator. It says, "What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell?" Now, we're going to look at a passage in John, the third chapter. And again, this is a really interesting because the reference goes back to this passage in Proverbs from John. He says, he says here that in verse 13, and no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. You know, Jesus Christ was there in front of them, talking to them, and quoting from Proverbs here. And notice that this all started when Nicodemus came to Christ by night. And he says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Nicodemus had experienced firsthand these miracles that Christ was doing. And he was looking for an explanation as to who he was. And Jesus answered him, and verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, the question that I have is, did the Old Testament see the kingdom of God? Were the Old Testaments born again by the Spirit of God? Yes, they were. We are told in the 10th chapter of John that there are those that try to climb up some other way. They're thieves and robbers. We're also told in the 6th chapter of John that all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. All of the elect saints in the Old Testament were given to Jesus Christ by the Father, just as the New Testament saints. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. These dispensationalist people see that, many of the dispensationalists say that the Old Testament saints aren't born again. Well, if they're not born again, they're not going to enter the kingdom of God according to Christ. Because Christ says, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. This is where the dichotomy takes place between the dispensationalists and those who uphold the truth of the gospel. Because here we find that, and this also takes root in the Zionist movement that try to say that the Old Testament and even the Jews don't have to believe in the Messiah. You know? There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. You know? But the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is the Lord. But here, Christ is saying, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And these people, like John Hagee, are saying they can. They can enter. Of course, they would try to say, well, they're not part of the kingdom, you know. Well, I've heard so many different slants on this. They're not part of the church. They're a different group, and so on and so on. But Christ said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That is for everyone who enters in to heaven, that they must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You know, Nicodemus answered, and he sounded a lot like some of these dispensational Zionists. How can these things be? How can these things be? Jesus answered them, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? For verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. This is exactly what's happening today. Why are the Jews who are denying Jesus Christ as the Messiah, why are they not receiving the witness of the Word of God? Why are they changing the Word of God? Why have they why have they taken on two other books, the Talmud and the Kabbalah, to replace the Bible? Jesus Christ says in verse 12, if I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. If Jesus Christ came down from heaven, that means that he is eternal. He was before he was born. That's what that means. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Here he's speaking of his upcoming crucifixion. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. If the Jewish people or anyone on the face of the earth doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, then it means that they're absent of having everlasting life. And that if they continue in their unbelief, they will die in their sins. He says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Notice here, the focus also is on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now we've got the whole new sacred name movement changing the name of God and trying to put questions and doubts in people's minds as to the authenticity of the authorized Word of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come in the world and that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Well, I wanted to just touch on this morning. We have such a huge group of people out there that are trying to say that the Jews do not have to trust in Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And that are trying to, they don't separate physical Israel out from spiritual Israel. And that separation is very clear in the 9th, 10th, and 11th chapters of Hebrew. God has chosen us in him from the foundation of the world. That includes both Jew and Gentile, who are his elect, the ones who have been chosen from the foundation of the world, the ones that have been given faith to believe the gospel, the ones who will be eternally in glory with Christ. And so that distinction needs to be made. I hope you all have a blessed day today.